Hey there, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's have a look at some of the news. The town of Mammoth Lakes is notifying all residents and visitors to be prepared for a strong atmospheric river event bringing heavy rains, snow, gusty winds, and potential areas of flooding to Mammoth Lakes through Sunday, January 1st. National Weather Service Reno has issued a winter storm warning, avalanche watch, and flood watch for Mono County and the town of Mammoth Lakes. The bulk of the moisture will come in waves during a 24 to 30 hour period from late this morning through Saturday afternoon with continuous intense rain and high elevation snow for the Eastern Sierra, and even some potential for lightning. Due to the forecasted severe weather and snow forecast, the New Year's Eve fireworks scheduled in the village has been canceled. For more information, you can go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to get the full story. Don't forget to call 1-800-427-ROAD or visit the Caltrans Quick Map site for the current chain conditions. Bishop Public Works would also like to remind everyone of the snowstorm forecasted for the next few weeks. Residents and businesses should clear snow from public sidewalks at their homes and businesses as soon as possible during and after snow. Clearing snow from sidewalks is especially important in areas that stay shaded from the low winter sun. If the snow is not cleared immediately, it can partially melt, then freeze, and remain slippery for a long time. State law and city policy make the maintenance of sidewalks, including snow removal, the responsibility of the adjacent property. When chains are required on Bishop area highways, they should also be used on Bishop City streets. Chain requirements for state highways are available from Caltrans, including by dialing 511 from any phone. Since both Highway 168 and 395 are long routes, care is needed to ensure the chain requirements for the portions of those highways in Bishop area are noted. Please help keep Bishop as safe and convenient as possible when it snows. Use snow tires or chains as appropriate when driving on city streets, and immediately clear snow from sidewalks at your home or business. Your assistance is appreciated. For more information, contact the City of Bishop Public Works at publicworks@cityofbishop.com or call 760-873-8458. Caltrans Traffic Advisory for the week of January 2nd through January 6th. The California Department of Transportation, the following project work and traffic impacts for the week of January 2nd through January 6th. There will be no work on the state highway system on Monday, January 2nd, due to the New Year's Day holiday. The rest of the week, there will be the Cummins Valley Left Turn Lane project on State 202 between 0.2 miles west of Cummins Valley Road, Banducci Road, in the city of Tehachapi. Projects on the state highway system with minimal or no delays in Inyo County, Bishop Traffic Radar Sign on the northbound lanes of the US 395 between Schober Lane and Mandich Street. The Bishop Police Department has placed a mobile radar feedback sign on the shoulder. The sign will remain in place 24 hours a day until Wednesday, January 4th. Travelers are asked to be attentive to workers on the highway, slow for the cone zone, and move over whenever possible to give additional clearance. Be safe and be work zone alert. Eastern Sierra Land Trust would like to remind you that among many of the things they do is working with willing landowners to transfer in holdings and other private lands to public ownership and management. They came together with partner organizations in 2019 to purchase and transfer a 49-acre in-holding in Lundy Canyon, a vital piece of bighorn sheep habitat, was protected from development. That acquired land was donated back into Inyo County Forest and the Hoover Wilderness, connecting public lands and ensuring cohesive management. ESLT has successfully protected and transferred multiple projects into public hands. They are currently in the process of transferring 1,800 acres of purchased or donated lands into public ownership, but we need your support to advance these time-consuming and vitally important projects in 2023. With your tax-deductible year-end gift, you can protect and reconnect critical in-holdings that are on the market right before they are lost forever. Your support provides landowners multiple ways to permanently safeguard the future of their land to the benefit of wildlife and our future generations. And that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you all for joining me, as always. Thank you for putting up with my cold. Have a happy new year, and we'll see you all in 2023.